Well, it's still Sharon Gateman, it's still Capital Chat, but with me now is the Deputy Director of the State Libraries, Archives, and Museums. How's that? I'm finally learning
getting
it.
Getting her down.
Am I getting it down?
Good. Sounds good.
Okay, good. Bob Banghart, who, you know what, you've got this big, gigantic project that we were just learning about, even more about, from Kim and Brian, but you have other things on your plate. You've got to make sure things happen on the day-to-day, whether there's an edifice standing there or not, right?
Well, we need to stay open and connected to our constituents, whether it's guests coming into the museum or all the other museums and libraries that we service around the state. So, yeah, we're business as usual and the new building.
Okay, so let's kind of tell people, you know, Kim just said the museum's going to close at the end of February. You've been saying that, but there's shows going on there right now and people can still go to the state
museum.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. No,
right?
The upper floor, the second floor, we have closed the historical exhibits, but on the upper floor, we opened two new exhibits last month, first Friday of November. It's David Rubin, a painter from Ketchikan, and Dick Benedict, a painter from Juneau. And then downstairs is 10 years worth of object, basically contemporary art, we have purchased in conjunction with the Rasmussen's Contemporary Art Initiative. That's where the Rasmussen Foundation puts about $225,000+ out every year through Museums Alaska, which is a statewide museums organization, nonprofit. They manage it. And museums purchase contemporary art from artists in Alaska through that fund. So each museum is allotted a certain amount of monies. So we've been in members of that consortium for 10 years now, and that show downstairs reflects a collection of art by artists in Alaska, contemporary works that we have acquired over the last 10 years. It's a stunning show. And it's a great program, and they found such good success as that with the Rasmussen that they just recently, through Museums Alaska again and working with the needs that are out there, started a conservation process. So there's $100,000 that will be divided out amongst institutions to mitigate conservation problems they may have in their collections. So, you know, storage issues, restoration of pieces or conservation of pieces that may need immediate attention. So again, the Rasmussen Foundation making a very big and strong commitment to supporting art and contemporary art and his collection of history around the state. If I could, I'd go back upstairs. Those two shows, Dave Rubens is a, both, it's really kind of interesting. We have two masters of surface upstairs between Dick Benedict and Dave Rubens. They're both very strong craftsmen in the world of paint, and completely different subject matter, and but very powerful shows. And I really recommend people get a chance to see these works. Not only as individual shows, but paired off as they are, it's quite nice. And then the complete downstairs of the temporary gallery spaces are occupied with the Rasmussen and stuff. The upstairs galleries will close effectively January 1st. And so those shows, this is the last complement of shows we will have upstairs. The children's area, the art area, is still open until that point as well. And then we will seal off the second floor. And that first week of January, you'll be able to walk to the top of the ramp, so the ramp will be completely accessible to get around the tree. It will maintain that status, and then we will start to essentially close the building to the general public in, as Kim mentioned, our last Friday, February 28th. And then from that point forward, the building will be closed to the public and we'll be in the process of decommissioning and relocating all of the collections.
So where do people go for state museum exhibits while the museum is closed? Will you be using the SOB or will it just all disappear? Or have we not gotten that far yet?
Well, we do have. What we've done is we've put four of the old historical cases that we had in the facility upstairs in the atrium on the eighth floor. And we will be doing you know, we will be having flat, non-object related exhibition, informative exhibition there. We will be constantly updating the progress of the building and the development of the exhibition through the community curatorial process on the large screen we have there. We maintain a very active website where we're constantly updating the site on the status of the building, the development of the exhibitions, the overall status, if the process, if you will. And then we also have a time-lapse camera focused on the building that we harvest those images and we put those up once a month so you can watch the actual development of the facility as it's going up. So over a period of the 3 years of construction, we'll have a really nice animation of that through those stop action images.
That is very cool. But we should also remind people that there's this great historical library. There's also the just regular kind of circulation library.
Well, it's an information services base. I mean, it's kind of a research library and located on the 8th floor, and the historical library on the 8th floor. They and the archives building, none of those particular elements of the division will shut down their operational structure. They maintain fluidity up until the point where they need to close to relocate, and that again won't be until January of 16.
So they're going to all move into this new building too?
Yes. The entire up floor will be the historical library, the archives, and associated collections, and the information services. And with the new space standards, we're looking at bringing in some other portions of our operation and possibly other agencies that have library needs.
There's a lot of stuff on yours and Linda's plates, huh?
It's not bad. I think you go back to what Kim and Brian said. They both said team leaders, and I think that's probably the biggest thing we could stress here is it's a full complement of really dedicated and talented people that are working on this collectively.
I love that, and I love the fact that you're working on this. I'm going to go back, though, to exhibiting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's Thursday shows now, or once a month you change the show at the library. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes, right.
Okay.
That's before she got a new job, and I don't know if she'll be doing it. Julie Niederhauser was inviting artists to come in and show at the library. And I apologize, I don't have the schedule as to what's coming for those, but again, that is on the website and lets people know Who's in the queue for those exhibitions. We thought about putting together an auxiliary spot for the museum, and we ran the numbers both in the terms of cost of staff, cost of developing an adequate facility with the necessary supports for museum collections, and it just wasn't there for us. We could not afford to do it. And we will... maintain as much of a presence as we can. We won't have a front room in the business. The front of the house is where the exhibits are that public can visit, but we will have the virtual site. We're working with a firm in Portland to talk about an expansion of that. But the other aspect is what is at the root of our mission is statewide services. And so we will be maintaining those. I've been entertaining requests beyond 2016. I mean, from now forward, we've got four or five institutions that are in development around the state we're assisting. So that type of work will not cease. We will still process the grant and aid program where small facilities request monies from a pool that we have. And then we distribute that. We'll still be doing a number of those types of statewide programs. But essentially what we're closing is the front of house, which is the exhibition. Everything else will be in complete and total stream as far as collections.
Okay, so probably the best way for people to find the site is to Google Alaska State Museum.
Basically Google Alaska State Museum or SLAM, and it'll bring you to the site, and that's the portal to go to the SLAM site. But you can also go State of Alaska, Alaska State Libraries, Archives and Museums, and there is a link on that page as well.
Okay, well, even though you're just going to be back of the house after February, you're still expected to be here once a month, loaded with information so we know exactly what's happening at our state museums, libraries, and archives, and someday I'll get all the letters right. In the meantime, Bob, thanks so much for coming by this morning. I will be back again tomorrow with another Capital Chat. We're going to be talking about diabetes and cooking for the holidays and also roller skating. In the meantime, drive safely, keep your lights on. Thanks for listening.